Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. What a fascinating day in the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just notched a new record high, closing above 48,000 for the very first time. But it feels like a tale of two markets, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. You have the Dow hitting all-time highs powered by a rotation into value, while the NASDAQ and S&P 500 are basically treading water. It's a classic divergence. The mega-cap tech names that have led all year are finally taking a breather, and money is flowing elsewhere.
So the generals are resting while the troops advance. Looking at the indices, what are the key levels traders need to have on their charts for tomorrow?
For the S&P 500, via SPY, that 680 level is your key support. It needs to hold. To the upside, we need to see a convincing break above 685 to really get things going. For the NASDAQ, or QQQ, support is around 620. The big breakout level everyone is watching is 625. If we can clear that with volume, the tech bulls might get their confidence back.
And what about volatility? The VXX seems pretty quiet.
Exactly. It's flat, which suggests a pretty muted fear level right now. That supports this range-bound, rotational environment. But it also means we need to be extra selective. This isn't a market where you can just buy anything and expect it to go up.
Let's talk about that rotation. Healthcare was an absolute monster today, up 1.4%. What's driving that strength?
Two words. Eli Lilly. LLY is just in a world of its own, up another 3% today and a staggering 18% this month. The momentum behind their GLP-1 drugs is immense. But it's not just Lilly. The managed care names like United Health also had a massive day, providing a huge lift to the Dow.
Got it. So healthcare is a clear leader. We also saw strength in financials, up almost a full percent.
Yes, and there's some political tailwind there. Reports that President Trump is dining with top finance executives, including Jamie Dimon, certainly didn't hurt sentiment for names like J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, which both posted really solid gains.
Okay, on the flip side, energy was the weakest link, down 1.4%. What happened there?
Crude oil got hammered, plain and simple. It fell over 4% to settle around $58.50 a barrel. That came after a report suggested global oil supply could match demand by 2026, which is a big shift from previous deficit forecasts. That's weighing heavily on the entire sector.
Now let's talk about the big puzzle piece today, semiconductors. The NASDAQ was weak, weighed down by megacaps, but the semiconductor index, the SOX, actually gained 1.5%. How do you square that?
It's all about AMD. Advanced Micro Devices had its analyst day and just blew the doors off with its projections. They're targeting $100 billion in data center revenue and see a $1 trillion AI market by 2030. The stock exploded 9% higher on that news. It was a one-stock show.
So AMD's strength masked weakness elsewhere? Because NVIDIA was barely up.
Precisely. NVIDIA was flat, and the rest of the Magnificent Seven, except Microsoft, were all down. Look at Meta, down almost 3%. Google, down 1.5%. This shows it's a stock picker's market, even within the hottest sectors. You can't just buy the group. You have to own the right names.
Let's pivot to some macro drivers. There's growing optimism that the government shutdown might finally be ending. How is that playing out?
It's a huge relief for certain sectors, especially the airlines. They've been under pressure from all the air traffic disruptions. Today, you saw Delta, United, and Southwest all rally hard, up 4 to 5%, on hopes that operations could get back to normal by the weekend. That helped keep the industrial sector in the green.
And any standout earnings reports that caught your eye today?
Oh, absolutely. On Holding, ticker on. What an incredible report. They beat on earnings and revenue and raised their full-year guidance. This is a premium athletic brand that is just running at full speed, while its competitors are stumbling. Their direct-to-consumer sales surged 37%. The stock rightfully jumped 18% today.
An 18% jump. That's a powerful move. So with all this rotation and single-stock news, where are you seeing actionable strength heading into tomorrow? What continuation plays look promising?
I'm glad you asked. There are a few names that absorbed today's selling and closed with real power. First on my list is WCC, a distributor. It made a higher high close on expanding volume. I'd look for a small pullback to the 266 area for an entry, with a stop below 264. The initial target is up near 270.
Okay, WCC. What else?
TransDigm Group, ticker TDG. It's in the aerospace and defense space. It had a powerful late-day breakout and held its gains into the close. That tells you buyers were in control. For that one, I'd look to buy a dip near the 1300 to 1302 level with a stop just under 1295. The upside target is 1315 and then 1326.
I see. You're focusing on names that showed real demand into the close. Any more?
One more for you. Linde, ticker LIN. It's a chemical company. It dipped today, but buyers stepped in, and it reclaimed the key 430 level with a strong finish. That's constructive. An entry on a dip to the 430 area looks good. With a stop below 428.50, the first target is around 433.
But you're not just buying everything. You mentioned some areas showed late-day weakness and should probably be avoided for now, right?
That's a critical point. Yes. Travel and leisure names like hotels faded hard into the close. Hospital providers also broke down late. And the gold miners looked soft all afternoon. For those groups, I'd be patient. They look like they have overhead supply to work through. Don't try to be a hero there.
Great insights. So we have our continuation plays. What about an anticipation setup? Something that hasn't broken out yet, but is coiled and on the watch list.
Keep an eye on TSEM. It's in that semiconductor space we talked about. It hasn't gone parabolic like AMD, but it's building a constructive base. With the strength in the sector, it's one I'm watching closely for a potential move. It's an anticipation play, so you wait for the volume and price trigger.
Perfect. To wrap up, what's the key takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow's session?
The market is cautiously bullish, but the leadership is narrow and rotational. You have to follow the strength. Right now, that's in healthcare and select industrials. Avoid chasing the weakness in mega-cap tech and energy. This is a trader's market where knowing your levels, identifying relative strength, and respecting your stops is everything. Stay nimble.
Fantastic analysis. Be nimble, follow the strength. That's our roadmap for tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll see you for the next session.